Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I'm looking for somebody that was in a pretty cush job. You're making a ton of cash. I mean, and maybe in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? And you decide that you want to do your own thing or you want to follow your own passion. And I don't know what that is. It could be rebuilding homes in third world countries, whatever. So you gave up all that cash, what I think is really admirable, and you wanted to do what was in your heart. So you did it. What's in Simon's heart is he wants to do his own show.
He wants to do his own thing.
He wants his own. He's got his own brand. He wants to do his own show. So he's turning down all that money. Are you happy you did it, and how did it turn out? 404-741-Q100.
I have a friend who I think fits into this category perfectly.
Really?
Certainly not making Simon Cowell money, but was a fairly well-respected actor getting gigs. Mitchell Anderson, who is
Party
one
of... Party of Five, dude.
Yeah, Party of Five, Doogie Howser, and a bunch of other stuff under his belt. And he was living in L.A. doing the acting thing and getting these gigs and getting these movies. But he just felt that his calling was somewhere else. And it was the terrorist attacks of 9/11, I just learned, because he sent out a newsletter from his restaurant, which was his dream. And when he when the 9/11 stuff happened, he kind of had this epiphany that, you know what, it's cool what I do. I make great money. We just had a conversation about this a few days ago. He's like, I make great money, able to buy my own house, able to, you know, do nice things for my parents and my friends, and everything's cool. But on September 11th in 01, he realized that the instability of the acting world and the cutthroatness of LA is not what he wanted. He wants something more stable and personal. So he came out to Atlanta, moved in with his partner Richie, because they had been dating long distance for a while, trained with Super Jenny, and now he has his own restaurant, MetroFresh, in Midtown, and he's...
Totally different career.
Yep.
Followed his heart.
Took the acting completely out, and now he makes soup.
Wow.
Hey, Shannon, good morning. You're on Q100.
Cool. Morning, everybody.
Hi.
Morning.
I worked in a high executive advertising company out west, and I was making six figures a year, worked long hours, and, you know, that's what I went to school to do, and I left to become a paramedic.
Oh, wow. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I worked through the fire industry to put myself through school out there for the wildland industry every season. And I had money to put myself through school to live on for the year. And I just slowly kind of got into it while I was in school. But then after I graduated, I got a fantastic job making lots of money. So I kind of put it on the back burner.
How much?
And started taking classes. And I ended up becoming a paramedic and left and went from making, you know, $150,000 plus a year to making $50,000, $60,000.
And are you happy in the long run that you made that decision?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't, you know, I was newly married when it all happened. So, you know, I didn't get to see my husband a lot working for the advertising company. Right. And leaving it now, I'm still in the medical field. I do something a little different now. So I make more money. But, you know, at the time, it was a huge pay cut.
And you're truly happy now?
Oh, absolutely. I've been in the medical field. I'm 29 now, and I've been in it for 7 years.
That's amazing.
So,
yeah. I mean, for a lot of people, I think I would include myself in this, man. Really. I think that I hate to say this about myself, but I think if I had to totally strip back and be totally honest, I think I'd rather be unhappy in a job that pays me a boatload of money than be happier in a job that fulfills me in other ways and not make good money.
I think that's hard for you to sit where you do and say that because you love what you do.
Yeah.
Like, you come to work and
I love it so much the last couple of weeks.
I know. No, but I mean, you're doing what you love.
Yeah, you're doing what you love. Have you ever had a job that you hated so much that you would, like just be absolutely miserable every day?
Yeah, my first job in radio was miserable. I had to be on the phones all day long trying to recruit people randomly through a phone book, trying to recruit them to listen to radios. The radio station.
Okay.
So it was 4 hours on the phone, basically phone soliciting, and every minute was an hour to me.
And so what if you had to do that for 8 hours a day, but they were going to pay you $1 million a year to do it?
That's what I'm saying.
Would you do that?
I don't think you would.
And be miserable every day having to make those phone calls or whatever it is that you just hate to do?
$1 million a year? I think I would try.
You would try.
For as long as I could.
But then you're doing it, and you're getting paid $1 million.
Real life is so different.
Yeah, you're getting paid $1 million, and you hate it, and you hate it, and you hate it. And then what happens is, let's say you get a phone call from a radio. You know, you've gotten a taste of, you know, radio is what you love. Like, I don't know if this, I can't remember if that woman said what made her realize the paramedic was the calling, and I don't know what made Mitchell decide on the restaurants.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? But let's say Mitchell's example. Let's say he worked in a restaurant when he first moved to LA, and he's like, oh my God, I love this. He got to work with the chef, and he saw food coming together.
He's like the opposite actor.
Yeah.
Most other actors out there work in restaurants and just want to be actor. Right. Very true.
I'm just acting to put food on the table. I really want to own a restaurant.
Yeah.
But the polar opposite of 99.9% of people in Los Angeles.
But in the back of his mind, that was there.
Right.
So let's say the same thing happened to you and that you got a taste of radio and in the back of your mind that was there the whole time you're making all this money, and then somebody offers you an 80% pay cut, but you get to do the radio job that you dreamed of. I think after a couple of years of just making those phone calls and making those phone calls and making those phone calls.
I hate to admit it. I don't know how. I don't know. I don't know.
Because you've
like
never done anything for that experience, that long period of time that you've experienced that you hated that much. I don't think that you could. I don't think you could.
Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, guys. I definitely agree with what you guys are saying, that it's hard to say if you're not in that position of where you hate it and you wake up every day and you're going, I just can't do this. I can't walk in this office again. I feel like I'm wasting my life. I don't care about the paycheck. I'm so unhappy. I used to be a chemical engineer. I guess I technically still am, making about 100 grand a year. But I just couldn't stand that life. It's hard to explain why, but it just felt so empty. And what I really wanted to do was art. So I had been doing it as a serious hobby for a long time. And 6 months ago, I left to do that full time.
To do art?
To do pottery, you guys.
Wow.
Making mugs and bowls.
It's like what I did in fourth grade.
Exactly.
So do you own like a pottery store?
I have my own studio and I'm selling through galleries. I just started teaching classes. Last night was my first class. So really my first actual paycheck here, except for sales. So
do you feel like
big leap.
You're finally living your real life?
Absolutely. I can't tell
so
you
cool.
how much happier I am right now, this January 13th, than I was last year.
And wow. has other things improved in your life, your relationships and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I'm so much healthier. My husband, even though you can imagine he liked my paycheck quite a bit before, too, he's so supportive, and the turnaround in our relationship and just general happiness has made it all worth it, at least for now. We'll see in a few years. But.
Somebody is driving into work this morning, and they're going through the exact same thing, and this is a sign for them. They're listening to you right now, and they're going, I got to quit. I got to do what I really want.
I struggled with it for – I probably toiled away for like 6-7 years where I knew the whole time I wanted to quit. Imagine, like, 7 years, every single morning, Monday through Friday, you're going, gosh, I don't know if I can do this one more day. Maybe I should just call in sick. Can I just not show up? What would happen?
Wow.
You know?
I think Melissa's
and that's
doing
finally
that.
You make the step.
And that's a scary decision to make initially.
Yeah, it is.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Sure, but I mean, at the end of the day, you got to live your life authentically, I guess.
Absolutely, and like she said, she's so much happier.
Didn't we all
that's
meet
wild.
Somebody who, because of the economy, had to... like trim money off of his budget. I don't remember the story, but it had like they said you gotta save the company $60,000 next year. So he had five $30,000 employees. So they basically said fire two of them. Well, he made $60,000. So he's like, you know what? This is my calling. So this is what it was meant.
Right.
This is a sign. So he bailed, saved the company the $60,000 because he quit,
mm-hmm.
and used the opportunity to open up like made signs or something in his garage. I feel like it's somebody that we all know, but they use the economy as like the push
right.
to do exactly what you're talking about.
Hey, Alicia, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
I was making over $180,000 a year in sales, and I was miserable. I just hated it. I went to school for marketing, and I thought, you know, I was one of those people like, no matter how much money you pay me, no matter how miserable I am, I'll just take the money because, you know, you're getting paid that much money. How much can you complain?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I was unhappy, and I ended up quitting my job 2 months before the financial crisis hit. But, you know, thankfully, I'd done really well beforehand, and now I write cookbooks, and I decided to go back to school and pursue my passion in nutrition, and I couldn't be happier. I get asked all the time, like, don't you regret it? You know, you still have the six-figure house and the six-figure bills. Don't you regret it? And I'm like, I don't regret it for the world. I'd rather be struggling and, you know, trying to make it as a cookbook author, which has thankfully worked out well, than as miserable as I was.
Do you think things are going to change here when you eventually have to lose the house that you're in because you're not making that kind of income and sort of like start really, really trimming the fat? Do you think you're going to feel differently?
You know, I can't say I would because I've really been through the roughest patch with that. And, you know, thankfully now, you know, my financial situation is really stabilized. I'm really not living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, as you would call it. I can pay for the house. You know, I bought a little Corolla. I don't need a big fancy car. I just live life more simple, and I love it. I would never go back to it. I wouldn't go back to it for the world.
That's incredible.
So everybody's calling and saying that they're happy they made the move. They left the money on the table. They went to go pursue their own thing, and they're all happy that they did it.
That's cool.
One more call. We'll find one that's miserable. Damn it. We'll stay on till 11:30. Hi, Michelle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Yesterday I woke up. I'm a marketing director for an apartment company, and I've been, you know, sick this week, and I've been home, and I just decided yesterday that I'm done. I need to do something that makes me happy. So I went this morning and I enrolled in school to be an event planner. That's what I want to do.
Good for you. Wow. Well, I mean, if you listen to these last calls that we took, you're going to end up a much happier person at the end of the day.
That's what I'm hoping for. You said somebody's going to call and say this is a sign, and it really was. I just turned on my car and heard it, and I'm just sorry. I'm getting a little choked up.
That's a big life change. So the sign that you're hearing right now is you're getting confirmation from everything you did yesterday.
Right.
Huh.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's
good
cool.
luck.
That's why we only do the show for one person. One person. Usually it's me. But today it's cool that it was someone else.
Thanks, Michelle. See you.
Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.